What's the Tea? Brought to you by B-Trans Support and Community with Pride Radio.
Proudly supported by Pride Action North.
Hey everyone, it's Josie.
It's Rose.
It's Byron.
From B-Trans Support and Community, the peer support service ran by trans people for trans people right here in Newcastle. And this is What's the Tea? Today we're talking about TDOR.
Josie, what does TDOR stand for?
Trans Day of Remembrance?
Trans Day of Remembrance, or Transgender Day of Remembrance.
Yeah. Transgender Day of Remembrance. Okay, cool. This wasn't the hard part yet, getting to. No.
I keep forgetting what the R means, to be honest.
Transgender Day of Remembrance. Do we want to explain my existence? Or?
Yes. So this is Byron. Yep. They are the Health and Wellbeing Officer?
Yes, that's what I'm, the Health and Wellbeing Officer be. My pronouns are they, them, theirs. I've been going with lead, and then I got my business cards and they've called me officer, and I was like, oh, okay.
It's very official.
That is very official.
So yeah, TDOR.
Yeah.
Byron, what does TDOR mean to you?
So TDOR is on the 20th of November every year, and it's about mourning our dead, basically, and renewing our pledge to life and to fight for transgender rights. I find it very emotional, and it gets me very angry, sad, and hopeful all at once.
Yeah.
In some ways, it's really nice because it brings all the community together and everyone gets involved. But it is a day of remembrance, so it's also very sad, and there is a lot of things to be sad about. Sometimes,
yeah, very unfortunately. Rose, what does TDOR mean for you?
It's just such a raw, incredible amount of emotion, really. Especially when you see the most amount of people you see in the community gathered in one place at a time. Really, aside from maybe Trans Day of Visibility earlier in the year, there's just so much raw emotion. It's a very solemn experience where everybody joins in solidarity.
Yeah, when we had it the other day, it was quite powerful to hear and see everyone's kind of emotions and everyone kind of gathering in one place to kind of pay respects to everyone we've lost this year, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And all the speeches and Byron's poem was nice to hear, basically, after so many sad events happening over the past year, basically.
I suppose you can say, to an extent, the natural experience at TDOR somewhat directly correlates with what we've been experiencing throughout the year in this country, say from instances in the government with prejudice and such.
Yes.
There's almost a direct correlation between the reception that you get and the experiences that we've had thus far. So as I think statistically, this year has been one of the worst years for us.
Yeah.
Naturally, you can start to see more and more come out in the community. You can see more and more people, you know, so.
It's very important because trans people in general are one of the most marginalized and vulnerable communities in the world. Not just even in the UK, in the world. And there are a lot of countries where, because we read names at TDOR of all the people killed by violence against transgender people who were killed just for being trans.
Yeah.
And they come from all over the world. And you can see, like, there are certain countries where violence against trans people is
more prevalent.
Way more prevalent. And I think it's important to remember those people and remember them with their correct names, because in a lot of these countries, when they report their deaths, they'll use their dead names and the wrong pronouns. And
I mean, that problem happens in this country. Who knows what the hell it's like in somewhere.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So when we're reading the names, we read their preferred name, mm-hmm. If we know of it.
Yes.
Their age, if we know of it, or the kind of general kind of age area, range. I guess. Yeah, age range, and the country they're in. And there was so many names this year. It was like 320.
320,
yeah.
So that's, you know, nearly one every day.
Yeah.
You're looking at, so transphobia took a holiday, but it didn't.
No.
But, yes. Because it's massively underreported, and this is literally only direct violence against trans people, and there's so many other ways that trans people die indirectly from transphobia.
Yeah.
But 320 names is a lot of names.
100%. Every time a new person kind of stopped saying there are a bunch of names at Tido, I was thinking, oh, is this it? But no, another person came up, and then another person came up.
Mm.
So many people. It's very upsetting. So what did we do to commemorate the occasion, I guess?
So with it being Transgender Day of Remembrance, naturally we have the opportunity to hold and attend remembrance services. This year, the remembrance service at the Civic Centre, it was a community effort organised entirely by the community and several different organisations. We at B helped facilitate the event, partially. And as a part of that, we have the opportunity to give some speeches. Byron and I both did speeches or a poem. And we had the opportunity to sort of be there to represent the community from our perspective as a charity. So that was a very healthy and very enjoyable experience.
Yeah, Pride Radio even recorded it for their, radio.
Yes, the radio.
Yeah.
The radio.
So yes. a lot more people who couldn't attend the event in Newcastle this year were able to listen to it online.
Yes.
And I think that was really good.
Yeah, it is actually available on the Pride World Media website as well, on the Listen Again section.
Yes.
So that's fantastic.
This is great, yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people helping out. There was LGBT plus NSG. There was Northern Lights MCC, Pride Radio, Pride Action North, Northeast Ambulance Service, Northeast Against Racism, Rainbow Home, Navi Media Plus Group, and Jade Broadhead even performed some music for us as well.
Yeah, that was really absolutely nice. Fantastic.
That was really great.
That genuinely actually brought me to tears.
Yes, I was standing on the outskirts trying very hard not to cry.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was lovely seeing everyone kind of pull together and kind of support each other.
Yeah, exactly. That's when you see everybody in the community get together for something like that, there's no better feeling, really.
Oh, no, yeah, 100%, yeah.
I think community is so important, especially when you're facing the darker elements of our existence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The way, you know, humans are social animals, but the way that we get through things is through community.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Tidor is an important part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The way I kind of thought of it was like a family gathering with everyone just kind of being siblings. And kind of like,
yes, that is frequently used terminology.
Other, yeah.
We have like, you know, trans brothers and sisters. I prefer the term sibling. Yes, we're all in this together. Effectively, every single trans person. I briefly mentioned in my speech that we all have a role to play, and I believe that. I really do believe that. I think that every single person has the potential to change somebody's mind, say, for example, not in those words, but to more better educate, to potentially say, oh, maybe you can't actually say that. That's not all right. Just little things that can potentially make the world a little bit better for somebody.
Yeah.
We all have a potential role. Mm. So, yes, we're all very much siblings in it, I think.
Absolutely.
So, for people who are kind of, like, affected by, you know, like, transphobia or things like that, what kind of resources out there can people, like, kind of get support from?
I mean, B.
Yes, of course.
B is a big one.
Yeah, support services like B, yeah. There are also, I think, call-in services as well that kind of help with like mental health?
So there are like your general sort of Samaritans.
Yeah.
Is a big one. I've actually used that in the past. And they can be really good. You can also email them these days.
Oh, they do emails now.
And they do texts as well, but I'm not sure how, if effective. That's still going and how effective that is. But they do yeah. emails.
All right, okay.
Which I found useful because sometimes you can't talk on a phone.
Yeah. No, definitely not. No. We also have a Facebook and email as well if people would feel the need to like email us to ask about like, hey, I'm not feeling great.
Yeah, yeah. Generally, on our website, we have a whole list of things available,
yeah.
all the different helplines, all the different contacts.
Uh-huh.
So that would be a fantastic starting point.
Definitely.
B's Resources is definitely the place to go, I think.
Yeah. So that was Tidor. If anyone wants any advice or wants to chat or has any other queries, feel free to follow us on social media at BTransNB. And make sure you tune into the next episode of What's the Tea, where we talk about Byron.
You're in for a treat, maybe.
Remember to follow BTransNB on your socials and reach out to us if you have any queries about the services we offer.
What's the Tea? Proudly supported by Pride Action North. Pride Radio.